Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much. It is an honor to speak to you representing the delegation at this, the 89th session of the Working Party, and we appreciate the Secretariat's efforts in providing us detailed information for this meeting, as well as the opening remarks by the Deputy Secretary General, Mr. Pedro Moreno. The Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela endorses the statements made by the Group of Friends in defense of the UN Charter and the statement made by the G77 in China delivered by the Cambodian delegation. The program plan and the program performance document presented to us offers an opportunity to reflect on how we can enhance the effectiveness of our actions and ensure that our strategies address the pressing needs of developing nations, particularly those facing specific challenges due to their status as LDCs. In this regard, it is crucial that our discussions transcend theoretical approaches and translate into concrete and effective actions. It is essential that the working group not only evaluate the implementation of existing programs, but also facilitate the inclusion of new perspectives and innovative approaches that reflect the evolving realities of trade and development. The analysis of unilateral coercive measures, for example, must be one of our priority topics, as these practices undermine the economic autonomy of many countries and hinder their development. Such illegal measures represent a deliberate attack on the right to development of the affected peoples, while also undermining national efforts to implement the 2030 Agenda and achieve their sustainable development goals and targets. As members of this organization, we all have the responsibility to ensure that our decisions are not only fair, but also progressive. Therefore, we call on UNCTAD to play its leadership role in promoting fair and free international trade, which is key to development, as highlighted in the BRICS Pact. If we work together, collaboratively, we can ensure that UNCTAD functions not only as an entity that analyzes and educates, but also as a catalyst for positive change in our nations. It is our duty to build a future where economic growth comes hand in hand with social justice, where every country, regardless of its size or level of development, has a voice and a say in decisions that determine its future. In conclusion, Venezuela reiterates its support to multilateralism as a fundamental means to achieve common goals and overcome the challenges faced by developing countries, particularly the least developed among them. In this context, we hope that the issue of unilateral coercive measures will be the subject of comprehensive analysis and discussions within UNCTAD, considering the deep financial, economic, and social repercussions that these measures have on the population, especially the poorest and most vulnerable sectors. Thank you.